one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Hofstra Pride, Joe Mihalik. Good morning, Coach Mihalik.
Good morning.
Good morning. Before we talk about your week last week, giving all the coaches the opportunity to speak on behalf of your players that you feel are worthy of some all-conference consideration, so I'll turn the floor over to you.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, first and foremost, it's amazing what Justin Wright Foreman's done this year. I think he leads the conference play alone. I think he's a leading scorer, and maybe he's third overall for the whole season, but he didn't have the same role early in the year. But he really scores it, and he gives us a chance every game, and he's having just an incredible year and gives us a chance. I mean, there are games when it was just he just found a way to put some points on that board and keep us in the game and give us a chance to win. I mean, we've been close in so many games. We've been, as I've said before, on the wrong side of close, but we've been close in so many games. So he's certainly had an all-conference type year. And then, you know, a guy that, you know, struggled with some injuries this year and didn't have a great offensive year, really kind of struggled. I think he's really shown, just to be blunt, I think he's missed not having Wanya Green to deliver the ball a little bit like only Wanya Green could do. But Rokas Gustis has been, he is the leading rebounder in the conference. And I think third or fourth overall in the country, the whole country. And, you know, when he's on the floor, our defense is much better. And, he's one of the best defensive players, I think, in the league. I mean, he doesn't have the sexy, loud block shot type stuff that some people do, but I'll tell you what, when he's in the game, he just really, like I said, he rebounds the ball and makes it tough for that team to score around the basket. So he's somebody that, you know, last year he was a clear-cut first-team all-conference guy. He's probably not that this year, being blunt, but he's still one of the best players in the league.
All right, thanks very much for that. Just take a look back at those two games last week. You played as Bill's team did, the top two teams in the league in Charleston and UNCW, down to the wire in the final minute in both games. Just kind of give me your view on how your team played in those games.
Well, we didn't play the perfect game, but we played good enough to have a chance. I mean, as you said, two best teams in the league, and the way the scheduling gods had it, we had to play them at a crucial time, you know, in between the four road games we had to finish the season. So, but Charleston, we had the ball at the end, and Justin Wright Foreman had a good look at it, and some things happen, and so we lose the game, one possession game there, and then we're down one twice in the last minute and a half, and we needed to get one offensive rebound to have a chance to take the lead against Wilmington, and to their credit, they were able to miss a shot twice and get a rebound stick back to make it. We had a good look at a three. Brian Bernardi had a good look at a three to tie it up, and just didn't go down. But our kids played their hearts out, and I think we haven't done it yet, but we truly believe that if we can put it together, we can beat anybody in the league.
We're here with Hofstra head coach Joe Mihalik. If you have a question, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Dave Chauffin with the Daily Press.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I wanted to get a comment from you on Daron Powers. He's a kid from our way and coming down here, of course, on Thursday. How has he done for you this year and stepping into a tough shoes to fill?
Yeah, he did have a tough one. He's been great. Daron Powers is a great guy and great player. And, you know, he's third or fourth on the team in points and leads us in assists and assist to turnovers. And, well, he's as tough as they come. I mean, pound for pound, inch for inch, there's nobody tougher than him. And he's, you know, geez, he's, you know, from playing Kentucky in the Barclays Center to down at Wilmington, he was always one of the best players on the floor. So, you know, we were lucky to have him, and hopefully he can finish off his college career the right way.
I think the stat I noticed the most, and you mentioned, was the assist to turnovers. Anytime you can get 2-1, which I think is where he is now, that's obviously pretty good numbers. That's something you were really happy to see with him.
Yeah, well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, you already said it. I mean, that's probably the margin for not, how many people in the league have a 2-1 assist to turnover ratio. It's probably one guy on each team. I mean, maybe two, but those are pretty good numbers.
Did you see him develop a lot during that year? He had a redshirt.
Yeah, there's, without a doubt. I mean, don't forget he was playing against Wanya Green every day, so he had to play good in practice just to, you know, to make it competitive. I think he had a lot to do with Wanya having a good year last year, because Wanya was able to play against somebody good every day like Deron, and Deron Powers made him a better player.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joe, you touched on Rokas a little bit earlier, just the injuries and stuff that he's had to deal with, but back-to-back double-doubles in those two games last weekend seems to be rounding into form. What have you seen from him, and do you feel like he's starting to get back to looking like the Rokas that from early in the year and maybe last year?
Yeah, well, he's finally healthy. You know, he's finally healthy. I mean, he, you know, people don't know this, but he sprained his ankle at Charleston. He sprains his ankle like the last play of the game and didn't practice. So then our next game was a away game as well. We were at Elon. So he plays at Elon, is really not quite himself, and then he had to deal with the ankle, and then he pulled a groin muscle and missed three or four or five games. I don't know exactly what it was. So you know, those are injuries that are tough to, they make a big difference when it's how you got to play out there. So I think he's finally healthy, and you know, that's why he's playing well. He's playing like a, you know, now he's playing like a first-team all-conference guy now.
As you touched on, certainly a difficult road trip to finish the season at William & Mary on Thursday, and then over to JMU on Saturday with the regular season winding down. What would you like to kind of see from your team? Obviously, you played well last week. What would you like to see from your team this week on this trip to hopefully build some momentum for Charleston?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the toughest trip it's the toughest trip in the league for us, just geographically. When we have to go to William & Mary and to James Madison, it's just, you know, as I said, geographically the toughest trip. So to end the season with it is just another bit of a, you know, another bit of a challenge, I guess you'd say. So, but again, it's just the way it was for us this year with the schedule. But I'd like to see the team, you know, play well. I mean, play some basketball so you feel like when you step onto the court in Charleston that you can win every game. And that's how we felt these last two. We had a good win up at Northeastern, then we had a tough one here at Charleston, and another tough one with Wilmington. I'm sorry, Charleston was here, and then Wilmington here, and we felt like we could win both those games, and almost did. So that's how we want to feel when we go down to Charleston, that we can, when we step on the court, we can win the game.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking time with us, as always, this morning. Look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.